Reedy's Mail.
Yeah, so much to talk about around the game of rugby league. Let's start with the Dragons. Their coach, Anthony Griffin Hook, has had to reapply for his job. The Dragons will start interviewing candidates for 2024, according to reports. It's a tough one, isn't it, for a bloke who's, you know, starting a new season well, he's the incumbent, to know that you haven't absolutely got 100% support, Reedy.
Well, I don't know if, look, reapply for his job, I think that's a little bit of a stretch. I mean, he's got to show that he warrants the position again, and there's no doubt about that, but I don't think he has to put in a formal application with a resume and a letter. You know, I think it was pointed out to him in the pre-season that he had to justify to the club a new contract, and that was made pretty clear in the pre-season. In the meantime, the club would look around and see who was out there. They wouldn't begin an interview process, but they'd certainly ask the question of agents as to, you know, who might be interested in the job if they decide to go in another direction. Now, you know, they're 1-1 at the moment. And, you know, Hook, if he can get them flying and get them purring, there's every chance he'll get another year out of them. I don't think he'll be there next year. I think a lot of us don't think he will be there next year because I don't think that will happen. But I don't think it's at a point where he's been told he has to reapply for his job. I think the point is, if they win footy games, he's a chance of keeping his job. If they don't win footy games, he won't keep his job. It's as simple as that. That's the reapplication process, if that's what you want to call it. He's just got to win. If he doesn't win, he's gone. Simple as that. And the club, in the meantime, is going to look around, see who might be a viable alternative. But they're not going to actually press go on the interview process until they make a decision on whether Hook's going to be the coach next year, because, you know, that would be basically eroding any power and credibility Hook had with the playing group if the club was already conducting interviews behind his back. So, you know, they've been pretty upfront with him about how the process is going to play out. And the ball's in his court. He's got to get him winning footy games. If he can't, then he won't be there.
Yeah. Felice Kaufusi suspended for 4 matches, Reedy, for the late tackle and no injury. But people have highlighted the fact that Scott Drinkwater is only getting 3 weeks for the shoulder charge that broke Corey Oates' jaw. Does there need to be a judiciary overhaul or not?
I think it's really dangerous if you start making decisions on how long guys are suspended based on whether there's an injury or not. Mm. I don't think you can do that. I think that's, you know, that's just, it's fraught with peril because, you know, you could have guys who happen to not be injured and it could be a horrific tackle. I mean, that's a little bit, I would say, luck of the draw, with the want of a better term. So, the NRLs always look at their judiciary process. They do it every off-season. They overhaul it, look at it, and make changes. And, you know, this has been raised before, the idea of linking suspensions to injuries, and they've always opted not to do that. I mean, the injury, look, they do look at the outcome of the tackle to an extent, but I just think if you say, you know, Corey Oates is going to miss 6 weeks, Drinkwater's got to miss 6 weeks. Yeah. I just think that's a dangerous path to go down. I don't think you can do that. I don't know a sport in the world that does that.
Well, AFL's in that at the moment, and it's worried about just purely the outcome, and it's hard to coach for it then. You sort of don't know what to actually coach young kids around, proper tackling technique or the like. So, and just on that, the Roosters say Trent Robinson will be informing their halves that the club has no interest in Mitchell Moses.
Yeah, it's a bit of a left field one, wasn't it? I mean, it was a rumour doing the rounds.
Is that the manager just getting a little bit extra out of Parramatta now the Roosters get thrown up?
Look, I don't know. I think they're a long way down the path with Parramatta. It would still surprise me if he's not at Parramatta. Well, he's got an option for next year, so he can take that up anytime he wants, but all up until round 10. But beyond that, I'd be surprised if Mitch Moses isn't at Parramatta next year. It doesn't hurt his cause to be linked with other clubs, no doubt about that. But, you know, the Roosters put the kibosh on that pretty quickly. And, you know, they've got a pretty stacked cap, the Roosters. Gussie, I know that you love the sombrero talk.
Oh, settle down, mate.
Mitchie would really bust in, put some heat on that salary cap. So, you know, I don't think they can afford him in the short term anyway.
And he'd sit nicely at 14 or something like that because we've got a good 6 and 7, but it'd be nice to come off the bench.
Just hope Kerry's right.
The million-dollar man coming off the bench, that'd go down well with their opponents, wouldn't it?
Yeah, not at all. But, you know, but Luke Kerry is a wonderful player. Yeah. He's wearing the headgear now. It's coming on and off. He's not quite used to it. Missed tackle for the first try against the Rabbitohs. Yeah. He hasn't been absolutely available for every game the last couple of years since we won those premierships. So I suppose you can see where they're coming from. They don't like to leave a position vacant if there's a little bit of a question mark on the incumbent.
Yeah, but I think they've got some faith that Luke can overcome the issues he's had with the head knocks. And, you know, speaking of Luke, I mean, you know, he's pretty confident he can overcome them as well. So, and obviously Sammy Walker's a kid they put a lot of faith in. You would think that Sammy Walker and Mitch, you know, may not necessarily complement each other. So, you know, they've invested in Walker. They spent a lot of time and money on him. He's their halfback for the long term. So it would suggest that making a move for Mitchell Moses would sort of fly against that. And I don't, well, they've come out and said that they're not going to make that move. And I still, as I said, I still think Mitchell end up staying at Parramatta on a long-term deal. And it would stun me if he doesn't, but it's a funny game, rugby
Mate,
league.
It's rugby league. Reedy, thanks a lot, big fella. We really appreciate it. Catch up with you.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.